Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
There are new questions about how Americans can get access to the COVID vaccines. Yesterday, a CDC panel voted to no longer outright recommend the shot, instead making vaccination a personal choice. Dr. Philip Huang is the top health official in Dallas.
There's so much confusion, and we've been hearing from people on the streets that some have gone to pharmacies that might have it now, or their healthcare providers, and been told, no, you need, you don't qualify for this.
Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight, killing at least three people. In response, Ukraine launched attacks on two oil refineries used by the Russian military. Officials in Belgium have launched an investigation into last night's cyber attack on Brussels Airport, which prompted flight cancellations and delays. The attack targeted check-in and boarding systems and also affected airports in the UK and Germany. This is ABC News. A prominent U.S. attorney has announced his resignation after declining to prosecute one of President Trump's political rivals. ABC's Catherine Falders reports from Washington.
Eric Siebert, Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, spent 5 months investigating New York Attorney General Letitia James over accusations she committed mortgage fraud.
I am not following it very closely. It looks to me like she's very guilty of something.
But after speaking to more than a dozen witnesses and poring through loan documents, investigators came up empty, unable to find evidence that James knowingly falsified records to obtain better loan terms.
The president says he's been looking to oust Siebert because he was supported by Virginia's two Democratic senators. But sources tell ABC News Trump has told administration officials he wants to install someone who will prosecute James. And a two-year-old boy who was swept away by floodwaters in California has been found dead, according to Barstow police. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Mostly cloudy and humid today. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are possible, especially from midday on, with a high of 75. Showers taper off tonight. Mostly cloudy with fog possible. Low 58. Maybe some sun peaks tomorrow. Mild with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. High 75 and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow night. Low 57. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
traffic light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. As she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Well, she ain't helping if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look away. Well, she ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. But she don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Well, she ain't helping if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look. Can't help it, down on the corner by the traffic light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Slip on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift and I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out. Making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard.
Ty Gregory with Easy Loving You at 11:12, and I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till the top of the hour, and that's when Caitlin O'Connell will be taking over with the news at noon. Right now, our skies are starting to cloud up again. A little bit of sun out there, kind of trying to peek out, but it's getting cloudy. And right now, our temperature is 70 degrees in Richland Center. That's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. So I hope your Saturday is a good one, despite all the rain that we had earlier. We had, let's see, what we have during the overnight for rain. Last night, I remember it started raining at about 9:30 last night. And I was here till about midnight last night. It kind of let up. And during that time, we had about 52 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, or just a little over a half an inch of rain. And today, so far, we've had 0.4 of an inch of rain. So, so quite a bit of rain that we were getting. And let me actually double check that one more time. I had that as 0.4 of an inch. And let's see here. Just checking my handy information thing there. No, 0.4 of an inch. Glad I checked that. So I didn't mean to misinform you at first, but yeah, 0.4 of an inch of rain. There's a possibility we could get showers this afternoon and possibly into tonight. We'll wait and see. Hopefully not tonight. It's because their WRCO night is out at the drive-in. And I'll get to that in a little bit, but I just want to let you know from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a set of keys in the area of the Richland Hospital. If you find them, please call 608-475-6500. And yeah, so I was talking about that WRCO night, and that's part of Those Were the Days. And before I get to Those Were the Days, I'll tell you about our retro weekend that's going on this afternoon right here on WRCO. After the news at noon at 12:30, it'll be Saturdays with Simo. And Chris Simonson will be bringing you some great classic music for your entertainment. Then after the evening news at 5, Those Are the Days will be starting a half hour earlier tonight, 5:30. That's because of the WRCO night. So Phil will be out at the drive-in. Bo will be out there too. And you may even see some others from WRCO out there stopping by and saying hi. So be sure to visit with them. And yeah, you can go and see what Phil does with Those Are the Days live and in person at the drive-in tonight, Starlight 14 drive-in at 5:30. And you can bring in your senior picture and show it to that at the gates to get into the where the movies are, and you get a discount on your ticket. So yeah, so if you, you know, you may have an embarrassing senior photo. I don't know. I have decent senior photos. Those are always the decent ones. But don't be embarrassed. They won't laugh at you or anything. They'll be happy to let you in at a discounted price. And there's also two movies to enjoy tonight. And that, and so be sure to enjoy that at the Starlight 14 drive-in tonight. So be sure to stop by and say hi to Phil and everyone, and Tony Johnson as well. Tony will be around there working, and say hi to everyone. So enjoy that tonight. Hopefully the rain will hold up and we'll be able to hold WRCO night at the Starlight 14 drive-in.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m., Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5, and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4PeteSake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Years have gone. remember like it was yesterday when Daddy sold his Corvair and we watched it drive away. Well, then we walked down to the corner with the money that he got. He bought a Mr. Cruiser off of Mr. Kelly's lot. That station wagon was the ugliest thing around, and I'd hide beneath the dashboard every time we drove to town. Now 21 years later, I got a wife and kid, and I'm standing here on Kelly's lot just like my daddy did. And I'm singing, goodbye 20s, hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man. Keys are in my pocket, I got the title in my hand. Goodbye 20s, hello minivan. Selling that 4x4 really hurt my pride, but the cold hard fact was the lack of room inside. So long to my younger days, I don't cruise for chicks no more. Now it's luggage racks and fruit juice packs and an extra sliding door. And I'm singing, goodbye 20s, hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old man. Keys are in my pocket, yeah, I got the title in my hand. Goodbye 20s, hello minivan. I can see us on the highway, baby's fast asleep, mama reads a book, and I'm in the driver's seat. Heading off to places we've never been before, with everything I need and room for more. Goodbye 20s, hello minivan, look out 30s, I'm becoming my old baby. Hello minivan.
That was Hometown News singing about their minivan. I don't have a minivan. I got a Dodge Charger, but nope, Hometown News apparently has a minivan. And right now our time is 11:28 and our temperature 68 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And it's time for today's community calendar sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
And here's community calendar for this Saturday, September 20th. Applied Air Painting Workshop is being held at Taliesin today and tomorrow. Experience open access to Frank Lloyd Wright's 800-acre estate while enhancing your applied air painting skills in this weekend's workshop with Jan Norsetter. Designed for intermediate to experienced artists, you'll refine techniques in value composition and capturing the essence of nature. Focus on simplifying landscapes, prioritizing key elements, and executing clear painting plans. The program will run through tomorrow at 3. It is for ages 18 and older. Waniwak Grace Community Church is holding a rummage sale today, and that's going on until 4. The 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show continues today, and there will be a carnival and food and drinks on the ground. The parade will step off at 1, and a truck and tractor pull will be held at 3 o'clock. The Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce will present Oktoberfest at Circus World today. Fest masters Pete and Rebecca Odiger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Sing Beer Choir to start singing. They're opening the They're the opening act for Griffey, I should say, Jim and Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7 as this year's headline act. Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission will be $12. And for more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. St. Mary's Parish in Richland Center will hold its fall festival today. The event includes a car show from 3 to 7, mass at 4, live music by the Jammers from 5 to 8, tuition door prize drawing at 7, and festival drawings begin at 8. There will also be children's games, a beanbag tournament, euchre tournament, silent auction, raffle and bake sale, as well as Father Coon's pulled pork, Knights of Columbus food stand, and beverages. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce fall opener is being held tonight, at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Doors will open at 5, and the dinner will be served at 6:45. There will be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets in advance are $50 each, or two for $90, and $55 each, or two for $90 at the door. Advanced tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet, Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center, and various Muscadet businesses. You can also purchase tickets from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9080. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will be playing at the free dance at the Viola Horse and Colt Show tonight from 6 until 10. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 on Monday afternoon. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire tonight to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the mornings through each morning through Tuesday, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 this evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. ICC in Boscobel is holding its 68th annual chicken barbecue tomorrow, starting at 10:30. Dine in or carry out. You can call 608-375-4257 for deliveries as well. There will also be a raffle, bingo, beanbag tournament, kids games, auction, petting zoo, meat paddles, sawdust, money hunt, and face painting. St. Pat's Church, Loretto, is having their fall festival tomorrow. The day begins with Mass at 10:15, followed by open-pit barbecue beef served buffet-style or drive-through until 2:30. Paddle wheel and Sunday's football game will be going on in the pavilion along with your favorite refreshments. The Harrisburg Museum will hold an open house tomorrow from 1 to 4. The museum is located east of Plain on County Road B. The Happy Hustlers 4-H will be selling treats at the event. Environmental educator Colleen Robinson will host Sensing Forest Within Us, a walk of reconnection, tomorrow from 2 to 5 at Cross Currents. Colleen Robinson is an environmental educator and a lifelong student of this living earth. Colleen's walk of reconnection at Cross Currents will take place in a woodlot that has never been clear cut and is home to oaks over 300 years old and the red-headed woodpecker, a species of special concern in Wisconsin due to its declining population. Enjoy a guided walk in the woods designed to help you release stress, connect with nature, and refocus yourself. Participants will walk about 1 mile on uneven logging roads and forested paths and over gentle slopes. For the safety of your dogs and the other animals on the farm and other guests, please leave your dogs at home. If you require a service dog, contact Cross Currents to discuss what accommodations must be made. Admission is by donation and is limited to pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go online to crosscurrentsheritage.org. The program is recommended for ages 12 and up. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be on Monday at 4 at 726 Main Street in Highland. This will be a drive-through pantry with no registration. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. No entry to the church that day. And the Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees is holding their regular meeting on Monday at 6 in the library club room. Also, the City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department will be doing 2025 water main flushing Monday through Friday, the weeks of September 22nd to the 26th and September 29th to October 3rd from 7:30 through mid to late afternoon each day. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the flushing times or day. During flushing times, the entire water system may experience rusty or cloudy water, and there might be reduced water pressure. The water will be safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washed.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching, all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26th. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christie's Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to jam with us again Saturday night. We're going to have a good old time. First couple of hours, they'll actually let me out of the studio, and we'll be out at the Starlight 14 Drive-In broadcast live. Those were the days, starting at 5:30. So we hope to see a lot of folks just stop out and say hey. And also, if you show your senior picture, you can get in for a couple of bucks. There is no need to sneak in.
Hey, why don't you go to the snack bar and sit at the lunch or something, okay, man?
Oh, okay, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, hurry up, man. Those guys have been in the trunk a long time, man.
Those were the days at the RCO Saturday night. Is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory, along with Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Town Taxi, and Center Cinema, the Starlight 14 Drive-In. We'll talk to you with some great hits from the outdoor and in the studio Saturday night with Those Were the Days, right here.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, cause what I'm trying to say is no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Out to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different. I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue.
For you to blame her now because been untrue, but she just gave me the love she offered you. The morning sun is on our love, and you want to take her home. And because of the kind of woman she is, I know that she'll go alone. But if you forget, go on and neglect the love she has to give, there'll be someone like me to take her in. Untrue, but she just gave me the love she offered you. She just gave me the love she offered you.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
That was Bobby G. Rice with The Love She Offered You. And the Badgers right now, they're trailing Maryland at the end of the first quarter. That's being played in Madison at Camp Randall. Maryland is leading Wisconsin 7-0, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you the news at noon, and Caitlin O'Connell will be bringing that to you, so be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP. Fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
You can say I got what I deserve.
That was Hardy with Truck Bed on WRCO 100.9 FM. Our time is 11:55, so that means it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Caitlin O'Connell, who will be bringing you the local news. She'll have local news, vital statistics, well, a weather report from Tony Schumacher. Then after that, we kick off our retro weekend, starting off with Saturdays with Simo at 12:30. And then those were the days at 5:30 this evening. That starts a little bit earlier because of the WRCO night at the drive-in. Right, taking us up to the top of the hour, we have Chris Stapleton with Parachute. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day and have a great weekend, and please stay safe.
In the dark, and the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart. You only need a roof when it's raining. You only need a fire when it's cold. You only need a drink when the whiskey is the only thing that you have left to hold.
News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The CDC is changing its guidance on the COVID vaccines, backing away from its vaccine recommendation and instead telling Americans it's up to them whether or not they get a COVID shot. Airports across Europe are seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack last night.
Brussels airport saying this attack hit the provider whose systems control check-in and boarding. That's left those systems basically inoperable. Airports and passengers resorting to manual options as backup. Now, the U.S.-based parent company of that provider, RTX Corporation, saying in a statement to ABC News that they are, quote, aware of a cyber-related disruption, adding that they are actively working to resolve this issue.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, airports in the United Kingdom and Germany were also affected. Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight. Ukraine